We're live.
Okay, so this next topic, Chatzer, Gina, Bika, and particularly the concept of Makom Shenahagu or Makom Shenahagu Shelo Livnos, is going to more or less be the final topic of our little foray into Hezekiah. The continued sugyas that we'll do in the first parak obviously don't have nothing to do with Hezekiah, but they might be a little bit different. The next topic we'll do will be on the Mishnah in terms of the requirement of the wall and the role of Minag HaMakom in determining what the standards of the wall is. Namely, the wall is aka the solution for the problem of Hezekiah. That'll be our next topic, just to put it on the docket. But really this topic, and then the next topic will be our last on Hezekiah. This is a good topic to do now because it really rounds out some of the issues that we've been discussing until now in a really nice way. It completes, the whole picture to a large extent. So where the sugya begins, I think we've basically read, at least, in this group, I think we've read together most of the Mishnah and a lot of the Shaka Vitari leading up to that. If my memory serves me correctly, it's been a little bit of some time. We may have skipped, from the two dots, from Pshita Lo Tzricha until where we're going to pick up now, which is Tashma, which begins after most people's Gemaras, there should be brackets that say like Simen. And the Simen is basically a list of the cases, as we'll see in a minute, where the Manda Amar, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, tries to prove against the Manda Amar Hezek Rialav Shmezek. He tries to prove, basically, that each neighbor can force his neighbor to contribute to the wall because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. If anyone's familiar with the program Zichru, it's like a very popular program, a very ambitious and inspiring program. So they kind of, I don't know so much, I'm not an expert, but they kind of rely on the tool that the Gemara itself, an ancient tool of Simen, to help people remember blot. So it is a good idea. I try to do it myself. Good way to remember the Shakla Vitaria. So basically, each one of these words represents a different argument that the Manda Amar Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek makes to prove that he, in fact, is correct. So we're going to turn our attention towards the first of the several Rayas. But what we say in analyzing the Shakla Vitaria here, I think, is going to be equally true. Different ways of analyzing the Shakla Vitaria throughout this series of proofs and rebuttals. That will become clearer like once we read and break down the Shakla Vitaria together, but I'm just telling you now, this is basically a good way. We're not going to have the time to do it because we're just limited, but that's a good way to think about all the cases in the Shakla Vitaria going forward. So basically, the very short backdrop of all of this is that we have a machlokes how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Hashutvin Sheratzu Lasos Mechitza Bonin Esakosa V'emta. And there are two ways of reading what exactly did the Shutvin agree to do. One shita is that the Shutvin agreed to build a wall, in which case they are now obligated, as their contract says, to build that very wall. But the other opinion says that you don't need to agree to build a wall in order to obligate the other to for them to be bound in building this wall. Rather, leave that to the fact, the principle of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, as long as we agree to live separate lives, we can force one another so that we can lead those lives with privacy, so that we can lead those lives inoculated from Hezek Riyah. And that is exactly based on the principle of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Good. Right? Clear so far? So the Gemara tries to prove, basically, that Hezek Riyah is in fact Shmei Hezek, and that one person can force the other to build the wall. So let's have someone read. Joey. Tashma.
Tashma v'chein v'gina. Gina shani.
So the Gemara brings a proof. V'chein v'gina. What's the Gemara's raya? How are we proving from here that you can force, Shimon to help build a wall? Hezek riyah shmei hezek. So in the Mishnah, if you look back, right? Initially, the Mishnah spoke about Chatzer, and it didn't tell us exactly whether or not a wall can be forced. But in the second half of the Mishnah, after it tells us about the details of that wall, how it is to be constructed. The Gemara, the Mishnah tells us, V'chein v'gina, makam shenagu ligdor mechayveno salva, v'bika makam shenagu ligdor e mechayveno. So that in a bika, the Mishnah actually tells us outright, explicitly, that you're obligated to build a wall in a gina, whether they agree or not. They can force each other to build a wall. If the Mishnah is telling us, V'chein v'gina, says the Manda Amar, Hezek Rishma Hezek, if in a gina you can force him to build a wall, it must be V'chein, that also in the previous case, which is connected to it of Chatzer, you can also force building a wall. Now, how does the Gemara know that in a regular case of Gina, you can force him to build a wall? So in the Mishnah, it's a little bit unclear. In the Mishnah, it tells us, V'chein Begina, in a Gina, Makom Shenahagu Ligdor. Where there, that's the minhag hamakom, you can force him to build a wall. But that doesn't mean that Maker Adin, according to Torah law, you can force him to build a wall, only if that's the prevailing minhag. And then by Bika, the opposite connotation, only where there's no minhag are you not allowed to force. But at default, you should be able to force in a Bika. So Tosos already point out that the proof of the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek is connected to a Gemara that I had you see for other reasons, later on, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. What's the Gemara on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph? Are you familiar? Machlokas Abaye V'Rava, how to read the Mishnah. In a nutshell. Right, so the Gemara basically says that there are contradictory or opposite implications. Right? It tells us in Gina, you're only obligated when there is a minhag. The default is no fence. But in Bika, what is it? The default is to build a wall. And only when there's a minhag not to, are you not obligated to. Right? So the Stam basically is at odds. In a Stam Gina, the implication of the Mishnah is no wall. In a Stam Bika, the implication is yes wall. So Gemara basically asks about that. How exactly does that make sense? Because in Gina, if anything, there should be more of a reason to build a wall. And that has to do, again, there's a lot of flip-flopping. That has to do with the fact that in Gina, the natural habitat of what Gina is all about will require you to build a wall more so than in a Bika. We'll explain that in a minute. Yeah.
Maybe I missed this, but what are we defining Gina as? Like, is
that like... Here's a garden with vegetables.
But I'm saying it's like your backyard or something?
No, it's like a vegetable garden. It might not be. Probably not. Usually your property is just a chatzer. And then a gina will often be, somewhere next near the city, but...
So
it's just, yeah. You could call it... It just had the difference... There's a difference between a bik, a gina, which has all different types of crop, and like a sadeh, it's just like this like large open field. Maybe there's like some wheat and stuff like that, but it isn't, It isn't, the botanical gardens. It's just like this open plot of land. Bikas are usually these large, open, fields. Usually animals graze there and whatnot. But there's also, you'll also have like wheat, different things like that. But gina is more used for like planting, agriculture. A bika, not as much. Okay? So, to make a long story short, basically the Gemara, the Maskan, at least according to Rava, is that the way to read the Mishnah, again, this is all Tosas on Beis and the Beis, is that v'chein begina kemakom shenagu ligdor mechayven oso. A gina, a stam gina, is like a place where the minag is to build fences between neighbors. But a stam bika is kemakom shelonagu livnos, and therefore it's a place, typically we treat a bika like a place where the custom is not to build walls. So in a stam gina, you're obligated to build a wall, in a stam bika, you're not. So the Mishnah, going back now, to Beis and Beis, the Mishnah basically is telling us, according to the Maskana, after we, piece all the details and all the questions back together, the Mishnah is basically telling us that in a Gina, you are obligated to build a wall between two adjoining Ginos, like you would in a Makom Shenahagu Livnos, as if this was the custom for people to do. Something we have no evidence, no objective evidence about Chatzer. But Chatzer, that's the Machlokes between Manda Amar Shmei and Lav Shmei. But by Gina, it's a clear Mishnah that you have to build a wall between two adjacent Ginos. So what's the man that Amar Shmei Hezek saying? He's saying it says v'chein following chatzer v'chein begina, implying that at a minimum chatzer should be just as viable and just as nitan to a wall. That's the opinion of man da Amar Shmei Hezek. Now, what does the man da Amar? How does he fight back against this taina? Everyone understood the Gemara this way so far? Yeah. Says shiny, as you already read for us. Gina, shiny. No, don't bring a raya from Gina. Because even though, basically what? You have to build a wall in a Gina, that doesn't tell you, maybe shiny Gina, not like Chatzer. Kid Rabbi Ava. Yeah, the Amar Rabbi Ava. Oh, that what? Gemara Mitzia Kuv Zayin, one we're relatively acquainted with. Right from our, you know, Hezek Ria Giri Delay Ayin Hara days, all those we remember. And there's a prohibition for a person to stand by the side of his neighbor's field, because when the field kind of has the crops all standing, because of Ayin Hara, because you're being mazik his property. Says Rashi, what does Rashi say? Meaning?
I don't understand how that has anything to do with the field.
If a person's standing and looking at the field, he's going to look at the fruits and the vegetables. There's an isser to stand there when there are fruits and vegetables, because you'll damage the fruits and vegetables. Shelo yazikenu b'ayin hara. It's an isser. Not Hezek Rish Mehazik.
No,
it's ayin hara. You're damaging the Gina with your eyes. So therefore, because of that, maybe that's why the Mishnah says, in a Gina you have to build a wall. But that doesn't tell you anything about Chatzer. Gina is much more chamor. In other words, you can't justify a wall in a Chatzer, even though there's a chiyuv to have a wall in a Gina. Because Gina is about Ayin Hara, and Chatzer is not. Yeah?
So is the second opinion breaking down the chen begina?
In other words, again, in order to prove that you need a wall in a chatzer from other cases, you have to basically prove that if we find an obligation to build a wall, that's, you know, in our case, like in a gina, that there's just that for the same reason, or for more of a reason, you think to build a wall in a chatzer as well. But if the reason in gina is ayin hara, and that's not the reason, like this Manda Amar is assuming in Chatzer, because again, this Manda Amar holds what? Hezek Riyah, Lav Shmei Hezek. So in Gina, even without saying Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, you have to build a wall because of Ayin Hara. But in Chatzer, who said? That's how the Manda Amar, Lav Shmei Hezek, argues and contends the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek. Oh. But the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek isn't done yet. What does he respond back? The Ha. But it says v'chein. Oh, how could you say v'chein begina, again, going off of what in the Mishnah? You know, v'chein in the Mishnah, v'chein begina is referring back, what was before it? Chatzer. So if you're saying v'chein begina, you have to build a wall, presumably, it's because it's coming off of chatzer. And as Rashi says, what does Rashi say, like you told us? Moshe? The mashmaus is chad taimahu gina v'chatzer. That's the assumption. The mashma tarvayu chad taimahu gina v'chatzer. So the Ma'aser Shmei Hezek says, how could you say it's really about ayin hara gina that you have to build a wall? The Mishnah said v'chein, which would imply that for the same reason you have to build a wall in gina, you also have to build a chatzer.
So that means it's chatzer also.
Chatzer would seem to have the same din. You couldn't distinguish sufficiently between Gina and Chatzer. Ah. But again, the Man D'Amar Lav Shmei Hezek is not done yet. What does he say? I can defend myself. What's V'chein going on? Joey, last two words. Meaning?
That part of it.
Right. When the Mishnah said that the nature of the wall, the composition of the wall, is to be determined by minhag hamakom, that if the minhag is to do kvil, that you have to do Gvil. If the minhag is to do Gazis, you have to do Gazis. And what exactly the Shiurim? 3, 2.5, 2, 1.5. What those are is all based on basically minhag hamakom. So that's what the Mishnah is going on. That the solution, the composition of the wall in Agina needs to be the same as it is in Chatzer. Just like the minhag in Chatzer, if you have to build a wall, is based on the minhag hamakom gvil gazis. So to Agina, although for a different reason, because of Ayin Hara, you also go follow minhag hamakom gvil gazis and the shiurim that accompany it. But that does not prove that you have to build a wall in the first place. By Chatzer. Only by Gina, because Gina is shiny, Gina is chamor, Gina is shelo yazikenu, pa'ayin hara. Man da'amar lashme hezek. But now the question basically for us is, we paskin, hezek riyah shmei hezek. How does the man da'amar shmei hezek respond to all of this? In his havamina, in the maskana, what exactly does he think the relationship between Gina on the one hand and Chatzer on the other is? Does he think, in Hachanami, Gina might be more chamur than Chatzer, but nevertheless, we can also prove, Hezek Riyash Mehezek, that in Chatzer you also need to build a wall? Or does he disagree with all of this? He really does think, he doesn't agree with the response, basically, of the Man D'Amar Lash Mehezek, but actually thinks, Hezek Riyah Shmehezek, and therefore Chatzer is actually worse than Gina. What I'm basically asking is whether or not he embraces the Shita Man D'Amar Lav Shmei Hezek by Gina, but in a Chanami, still Hezek Riyah has Shmei Hezek in Chatzer, even though it's lower, it still should have a wall too. Just because one thing is really bad doesn't mean the other thing's nothing. Or does he totally reject it? He doesn't agree with the response, and he thinks Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, Chatzer is worse than Gina, and that's why you have to build a wall. These are more or less two different ways of reading this entire sugya. That he really agrees fundamentally with the Man D'Amar Shmei Hezek, but nevertheless, or he couldn't disagree more. Chatzer is actually more chamur than Gina. And these are two kind of like, pathways we find in the Rishonim. In the first derech, you know, where maybe you want to say, it's true, after all, Asur la'adam she'yamod b'sadeh chaveru b'kamosav, that is true. There's an Isser, Shaloy Azikenu Ba'ayin Hara. So maybe it's true, Gina is much worse, you have the Ayin Hara problem. But still Chatzer, that doesn't mean Hezek Riyah still Shmei Hezek. That doesn't mean that it doesn't require a wall either. That you find, especially if people remember from the Ravan earlier in the year, that Hezek Riyah, the whole problem to begin with is Ayin Hara. You find this in Tosfos here, on the Abayz and Mabayz. Famously we'll see Rabbeinu Yonah. But the other, path in the Rishonim is to say that Chatzer is actually much worse than Gina, according to the Man D'Amar Lash Mehezek. That's what he would respond. We don't have a clear rebuttal on the page, but that's exactly what he would say. And you have that, again, a very prominent position of that, as we'll see, is the Rashba. The Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah are like the two protagonists, really, in this topic. You also have other Shitos, like the Rambam, and some others. Basically, there are two ways, just stepping back a little bit from the in and out of the Shakavataria, like there are two ways to assess the relationship between Gina and Chatzer. If you were just reading the Shakavataria, you would think that Gina is much worse than Chatzer. Why? Because the only evidence that you have is in the direction seeming to argue from another place in Shas, that Gina, you have this huge Ayin Hara concern. You're going to damage the guy's property if you stand there when the crop is growing. And in Chatzer, you don't have the same problem. Hezek Rish Mehezek, maybe, but again, shiny Gina, because of the Isser. But the truth is, again, that we just don't know, because the Man D'Amar Shmehezek never responds back. The Maskan of the Gemara happens, we paskin the Man D'Amar, Hezek Rish Mehezek. He seems to think Gina is a proof. If it's true in Gina, it's at least true also in Chatzer, if not more. So it's very reasonable to think that we shouldn't take the Shakavataria for granted, Aliva demanda Amar Hezek Riyash Mehezek. And that really, it's much worse when it comes to Chatzer. The need for a wall is greater. Now the question is separate from those two ways of reading the Gemara, what exactly is the logic, behind these two very extreme positions? And then you obviously have somewhere, something in the middle. What's the logic? Yeah, I don't know how far people got in the Makoros. But the logic would basically, to me at least, seem to be as follows. The more you think that all we're dealing with here, the only factor, the only problematic issue, the only basis for a wall is ayin hara, so the more likely you'll basically say, gina is chamor. Gina justifies having a wall more. Now, why would that be? Because let's remember, what is the problem of ayin hara? The problem of ayin hara is that with your eyes, which are daggers, which are arrows, you're going to damage his stuff. In a gina, you have that, you know, spread out throughout the chatzer, throughout the entire gina. In chatzer, you have a privacy issue. There's no property. So the question is, like, the likelihood, basically, I'm not saying it's impossible to argue the other way, but the likelihood of gina being more serious, more severe, when it comes to ayin hara, especially given that the only ma'amar chazal we have identifying some isser of ayin hara is by a gina, is by a sadeh, would seem to justify looking at gina as more serious, more severe, needing a wall. And even if at the end of the day we also said there is hezek riyash mehezek, there's some degree of ayin hara in chatzer, it wouldn't be as serious as gina. But the other way to look at it, of course, is that what you lose in chatzer, the hezek, the ayin hara part, you know, the damage with your eyes part, the financial destruction, you gain from the privacy part. Or what gina has for sure is the financial stake, the ayin hara, right? Asur la adam shiyamod besadeh chaveiro bekamosav. But you don't really have a privacy issue in gina. People don't expect to have privacy. They don't do private things in their gardens. They often are not even found, but they have workers, you know, in their ginos and their sados. But when it comes to a sadeh, when it comes to a chatzer, again, let's remember the first Rashi in the entire Masechta. Rashi says, Rov tashmishan v'chatzer. People spend a lot of their time, they do very private things in their properties, in their chatzeros. And the tzniyas part, the hezek ri'iyah from a privacy perspective part, will be much greater. So the more you look at this question as binary, in other words, it's only about ayin hara, then you'll say the more it is in the direction of gina, and the more you say it's only about privacy, hezek ri'iyah, let's say, so the more you'll probably say chatzer has the upper hand. Again, you could be mechalek, but I'm saying default, this is exactly what you'd assume if things are going on. Now, if it's not binary, and both are going on in each, or both are going on in one of them, then you have the very difficult task of basically figuring out, do two factors in one beat out the one in another? Or does the expression of the two factors in one beat out the expression of the two factors in the other? That's a much more difficult question. I don't mean to make things complicated, but this is really what you find in the Rishonim. I gave you some examples in the Yad Ramah and the Shidim Kubetzes, but the truth is, again, the more binary the issue is, the easier it is to prove, depending on which issue that is, which one is more severe. And the more complex an issue it is, the more that both share what the other one has, or at least one has what the other one also has, the more complex an issue it becomes. I'll say that. But again, figuring that out, you know, there's more to speak out about that Nakuda as well. Yeah.
I kind of feel like we're comparing opposite oranges. Like how is that? Ayin hara and hezek ri'iyah, I don't think are one of the same. Meaning, hezek ri'iyah by chatzer is like a real tznius issue, and ayin hara by gina is like some kind of like it's like it feels like a different thing.
So the question then becomes is like, why? How could we have ever brought a raya from gina to chatzer? You're basically making the argument of the man to amar lashon hezek. No, very good. You're basically saying gina shiny. Gina is about hezek ayin hara, and chatzer is about hezek ri'iyah, which is not ayin hara. That's why you have a wall in gina, according to the Ma'an D'Amar Lashon Hezek, but you don't have a wall in chatzer. Exactly. I mean, you're literally, that's exact apples and oranges, he's saying. I should have said that when we were translating the Gemara. Shiny gina, apples, oranges.
Shiny apples and yeah. Ugly oranges.
But what we have the difficult task, you know, the kind of the Gemara left this to us is to figure out, well, we paskin hezek riyash mehezek. And he has to justify what he initially thought was a proof.
Yeah, but that's just true by chatzer, it's not true by gina.
But he's proving that there is a wall in chatzer from the fact that we know there is a wall in gina. So does in the end of the day he say, you're right, no, bad idea?
Maybe it's called chomer. If you need a wall in gina, which is like a less chomer issue.
That's a, yeah, so then you're basically saying that what exists in chatzer is more chomer.
Definitely.
But why is it more chomer?
I don't know, because
you're now basically saying privacy
is
is the issue, and privacy is more problematic than Ayin Hara. Exactly. That's exactly Baruch Shekivanti. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. In other words, the more you think the problem is about privacy, the more you think that the Man D'Amar Shmei Hezek is going to say Chatzar is more Chomer than Gina.
So we agree.
Yeah. But it may, but not, it's not true for all Rishonim. And unless we want to kind of just go down this path of, okay, we think Chatzar is about Hezek Riyah, the Hezek Riyah and Chatzar is worse than it is in Gina, Chomer, Chatzar, and Gina.
No, but I don't think there is Hezek Riyah in Gina.
That's good. And I'm glad that you think that, and you're with the Rambam, you're with the Rashba, but not everyone thinks that.
Why do the people say what they
said? So now, that's exactly what we want to figure out. We want to know is, why is there no Hezek Riyah in Gina? What is Hezek Riyah? Let me ask you. Now you understand why we're doing this topic. What is Hezek Riyah? Depending on how you understand what Hezek Riyah is, you'll think whether or not it applies in Gina or Chatzer. But the venue question, in other words, where we apply Hezek Riyah and where not, or where we obligate you to build a wall or not, is exactly what we want to know. We've been very, excuse me, you know, but I mean this for a reason, we've been very kind of like, you know, tunnel visioned about Chatzer. Chalon and Chatzer.
Yeah.
But like, let's give other venues a shot too. Not every single venue is the same. What about inside of a house? Is a house the same as a Chatzer? You might say it's much worse. You might say it's so worse, it's not even Hezek Riyah anymore. Again, that's one of the things in the Siman. All these are, the venue question is equally important to round out the topic of Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek. But let me just take, going back for a minute, so again, now Joey, exactly. Now that we have these two kind of poles of how to understand, how to assess this question, Aliba Demanda Amar, Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, you know, let me just take two, you know, a Rishon from each side, just to kind of pin it down in the words of the Rishon. So let's start with Tosos. Right? Good place to start on the page. So like I said before, this is a little bit not fair, but just the time is getting short. I know people have to leave too. Tosos seem to think, just be on the lookout for it, you don't have to trust me. It's a bad idea to trust me. But Tosos basically say that even Lemaskana, Gina is much more Chamor than Chatzer. We gave our 2 cents as to why that might be. And nevertheless, though, you're still obligated to build a wall in a chatzer. Because Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, Nami, let's say, right? That's how you'd understand Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, it's also Shmei Hezek in a chatzer. That's how you'd understand this view from that perspective. Says Tosfos in, let's have someone else read, says Tosfos in Gina Shiny. I'm going to skip a little bit ahead, V'im Tomar. Lewis, you want to read for us? V'im Tomar. Yeah. This is now the second, third to last word on the second to last big line in Tosfos, in Gina Shiny.
Oh,
why is that important? If we paskin Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, even in a Chatzer, Kol Shekein Gina, Gina's worse than
Chatzer.
Ah, there, I was looking for that. It took a second. I was waiting for that. Really? Tosfos says that? Yeah. Again, I think the only way to explain it is the way we did. Probably. That for Tosfos, it's all an Ayin Hara problem.
We don't know.
I was just trying to offer my 2 cents to help people explain these details.
Like, it's a little bit of a stupid argument. It's like you take a tall guy and a short guy. It's like, well, that guy's way better at being tall. That guy's way better at being short. So like,
why are you saying that?
What?
Why are you saying?
Because I'm racist. They're not politically correct.
No. Why is it? Why can't you compare them?
Because they're not the same thing.
No, but it is. So why is Hezek Riyah?
We're saying that the Hezek Riyah of Gina is worse than.
Because what is Hezek Riyah? According to that sheet, that probably Ayin Hara. If the only problem of Hezek Riyah is Ayin Hara,
that's what I'm saying. They're speaking different languages.
No, it's not true.
They're not referring to the same thing. They're not
what?
Referring to Hezek Riyah.
You agree?
No, they are. I agree.
But no, they're not. But it depends what you think Hezek Riyah is. What's Hezek Riyah? We saw in the Rishonim different approaches. One of the approaches that it's all about Ayin Hara. Is Ayin Hara in a Chatzer better or worse than Ayin Hara in a Gina? I think there's a lot of good evidence to say. Much worse than Gina.
I agree.
Right. That's what you'd have to assume.
That's why I said what I said. Which is like,
yeah, you disagree with Tosfos.
No, it's just if you view it this way, then it's that. If you view it that way, it's that. But I'm saying that's
yeah, but that's what I okay. No, I understand what you're doing. You're actually
not disagreeing.
No, Joey.
In terms of
Joey, the truth is,
I view it as ayin hara, therefore this. I view it as
this is my fault a little bit. This is my fault a little bit. I did something. I understand exactly what you're asking. Problem is, I, because we're short on time, kind of gave you. What I did first when I learned the sugya is I went through all the Rishonim. I looked at the differences. And I tried to explain the differences that you find, the discrepancies you find in the Rishonim. Okay? They don't give any of these svaras. They don't say because it's about ayin hara. They don't say because it's about tznias. They just say gina's worse. They just say chatzar's worse. Our job, I already gave you my 2 cents, but our job is to figure out why would one Rishon, why would they be compelled to say gina's worse, and why would another be compelled to say chatzar's worse? That's where I come in and say, oh, it must be they understand what's going on in each venue differently, each Rishon. But I understand, you're asking if there's no machlokas really, because they're all telling us that they just think different things. But they don't tell us that. I'm telling that to you.
That in itself is the machlokas.
That would be the machlokas. Yeah, that would be the machlokas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think that could be a marshim machlokas. They both thought it was about tznias and discreet. They both think it's
tznias and discreet. Exactly. That would be an amazing machlokas. So that is what we, that is going to be more the middle view. I'm saying default, if you think it's just one, if it's all about ayin hara, or it's all about tznias, the likelihood is, let me finish the sentence, the likelihood is that if it's all about only about ayin hara, gina will be worse. If it's only about hezek riyah, chatzar will be worse. Where we find discrepancies, or people, rishonim, that think it's really about both, and yet we find differences going in directions that aren't necessarily intuitive, that will be fascinating. Agreed. And those, that's kind of the middle group of Rishonim, the Shita Mikubetzes, maybe the Ad Ramah, which we'll see, that I think are kind of dealing in the middle. They're kind of playing a little bit in the middle, and that's kind of what I want us to also spend a little bit of time on. But just as we wrap up, let's just pin down these two extreme positions in the Rishonim quickly, and then we'll speak about the middle positions next time. And then what halacha, what nafkamina might there be to all of it? So Tosfos says, Kol Shekein Begina, if we know, we've proved, Hezek Rishme Hezek in Chatzer, of course, you require a wall in Gina. Continue. Vamai Itzderich.
Vamai Itzderich Mini.
Shekein Begina. What's the question?
Meaning, if you're going through the Mishnah and you've already told me Hezek Rishme Hezek by Chatzer, why if it's Begina, it'll Kol Shekein?
We're asking the same question now on the Mandamar Shme Hezek. Why do you need Vechein? Begina, you need a wall. After you tell me in the Reisha that you need a wall and a chatzer because of Hezek Riya, of course Gina, which is worse, needs a wall. Why do you need to teach me that Gina needs a wall? According to the Mandamar, Shmei Hezek. You shouldn't need to teach it to me.
In the Shavu Batar, the Gemara, we brought this Mandamar, brought...
No, but Lemaskana, right. But now how Lemaskana do we understand the Chain? Right. Yeah, exactly. Very good question. But that's the answer. You know what I'm saying?
Now, meaning we don't need Vechein, we don't need Vechein to Gina to teach you Shmei Hezek anymore.
Exactly. 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 So what's Tosus's answer? So in a Chanami, right, Gina is worse. If you tell me Chatzar needs a wall, of course Gina needs a wall. But the Vechein is needed just to tell you that in a Gina, you if the Minog is to use Gvil Vagazis, in the way, 3, 2.5, whatever. That's what we have to do. That's what works, I should say. That also even works by Gina as well. That despite Gina being worse, apparently the solution of Chatzer nevertheless suffices in Gina. You may have thought, now this is interesting, Havamina Tosos now. According to Tosos, you made a Havamina that since Gina is worse, you need actually something worse. You need something more. You need a better wall when it comes to Gina. The wall that works for Chatzar may not even work. That's why the Mishnah needs to teach you Kamash B'malan V'chein, that even the wall that works by Chatzar works by Gina. We'll get back to that. Apparently, the remedy you applied in the particular case is very connected to how bad we perceive the problem to be. So you need V'chein, the Havamina, Kamash B'malan, it even works in Gina. Just to conclude, on the other side, but clearly what we see in Tosos is that Gina is much worse, and we gave our svara as to why that would be. But just to conclude, you have the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba basically in the Tshuva, in Chelek Beis Simon Reish Samech Ches, Rashba is a very important Shita in this Sugya, basically says, in the bold, oh perfect, we bolded the right spot. Yeah, let's have Michael, you want to read for us? Yeah. So we'll explain this more, but the Rashi basically thinks that in a place where the minhag is not to care about having a wall at all, the Rashi in a chatzer, if in chatzeros people don't care about having walls at all, they don't have the right, says the Rashba, to not care. Hezek riyash mehezek, we force them to go against their evil minhag, we need to build a wall. That's the kichu in chatzer. Ah, but what does he say? And why is that? I don't remember why that was. So he says earlier because it's a dava, it's kiddush, it's connected to gedara and shel yisrael. It's the shechina is dependent on observing the laws of hezek riya. Therefore, it's not nitan for countries or societies to just do away with hezek riya. They're gorim lehistalik. That's in the first paragraph. Shechina miyisrael. That's true by chatzer. Aval. We'll get back to that. Don't worry about that right now. Valbegina. Their minhag's going to work to get away with having to build a wall. Why? Because it's about mamon. It's just about dine mamonis. Mishum.
Mishum ayin har she'asu.
Ve'omed al tzadeh chavero. Right, they don't care about it. In other words, gina and bik are just about dollars and cents. And Ayin Hara is not as bad. That's not a davar of that Gidaran Shai Yisrael, the Kedusha, the Shechina is Talayan. That's just Dine Mavanus. The guy will lose a couple of bucks. But Hezek Ria, Chatzer, Shechina, Bilam, Vayar. You know, Ro'i Shetish Raleim Shechina, that is so much worse. That's a matter of tznius, of privacy, that no country, no culture, no Jewish culture can tamper with that. So Shiny, Chatzer, according to the Manda Amar, Hezek Riyash Mehezek is much worse. We're just talking about different things. Gina is just about something else. It doesn't even have any concern of privacy. So these are basically the two ways of reading the Gemara, more or less on the extremes, in terms of what it takes to require a wall. And again, we'll try to document more some of these positions the next time, and then maybe some of the in-between stuff, which makes things more complicated and forces us to reassess how we look at Hezek Ri'iya. And the next time we'll speak more about what important Nafka Mina Halacha L'maisa there is. Why does it matter which one is worse if in the end both of them seem to require walls? According again to the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek. So we'll try to document again those shidas next time and then discuss more to round out this topic.